मिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै करालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय नमो। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधितं मे मां चरणम्। So, beginning, bhajan rahasya, pratham yasadhan. We should know that saddha, what is saddha? This is also transcendental, you should know. Not worldly Shraddha, transcendental Shraddha. Desire to serve Krishna. Oh, this is Shraddha. But outer symptom is so much strong belief in Guru words. Rupa Goswami's words, Gita, Bhagavat words, so much faith. That's Shraddha is transcendent. It can come only by high class of association. And this Shraddha is also of two kinds. Can you tell what two kinds? And a shastra coming from shastra. Shastra had told that you must serve Krishna. Otherwise, if you are very, very much apne pita mata ityadi ke prati jadi you are doing all your activities, duty to your father, mother, wife, husband, children, for your country, everything. All is bogus if you are not serving Krishna. You will have to go to hell for this. So hearing this, the faith was there and he accepted. So this Shraddha is Shastra Avadharana. Some weak and some my lobhamai, hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna and Mahaprabhu from superior Vaishnavas. When a desire comes that I want to serve Krishna like Shakha Subal Siddha Madhumanka, or like mother, Yashoda and Nandarada, and more like gopis. So if this greed has come, and by this grant, Shraddha has come, then it is no Shuddhi. But you should know that if even this Shraddha has come in your heart, but not good association, this Shraddha may go, disappear. So always association is needed. Up to what stage? When Rati comes in our heart, then you can help others. Otherwise, if no higher class of association. From Rati, if Rati has come, you can follow. Like Bharat, like others. And if Rati comes, then you are so qualified and strong that you can give help to others. There is very, very rare chance to fall down. Otherwise, you will never fall down. Such class of association is very rare, very rare. But if it can be attained by giving our head even lack-like time, it is very cheap. Very cheap. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kita kato api kriyate jati labdhate tatra laullam api mulyameva. Janma koti sukriti na labdhate. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? You know this slok? You should. And you will have to help others.
Sri Rupa Goswami is saying that Krishna Bhakti Rasa Vitamati Vyakamyati Soti Vyakamyati Kiloyam Api Mulamikam Janmakoti Sukriti Nilabhyati.
Very good.
But if Krishna Bhakti is available somewhere, anywhere, we should purchase it at any cost. As Sri Gurudev just said, even if you have to give your head lakhs of times, lakhs of lifetimes, still it should be purchased. But it's not a cheap thing. It may sound like it's something cheap, you should just purchase this thing. But in fact, it costs our lolium, or our intense greed to have it. And that greed is also not a cheap thing, because even if one has to, even by lifetimes of building Sukriti, that same greed cannot possibly be achieved. But as Srila Maharaj just mentioned, only by the association of high-class Vaishnavas can the seed of that greed be planted in the heart. And then only by that greed can this Krishna Bhakti Ras be had.
Thank you. So, always we need good hair association. When Rati will come, no fear. You can give your association to others. But if you have association, but not you are caring for your anars, you are associating with high classes of Vaishnava, and also in the same time with bad persons, then there is a leakage. Loophole. You should give up all these bad things elements, all kinds bad association. If not bad association, even association like us, as you are, oh, it will not do. Have association. You should accept and try to remember your non-artha. You should know unearths. What are these unearths? Unko yaad hai? Chat prakar. Bolo to. I'm reminding you, revising these things, and then I will come to subject. Hear it carefully and try to avoid all these things. Otherwise, your chanting, remembering, reading books, and doing so many things will go in vain. They cannot end that. You can go down.
First one is Swarupadham, and this means that person who is not having clear idea of one's own identity or is having misconception of one's own identification, then also of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is for Swarupadham, which is present in the first book. Then also he doesn't know what is the real goal of life and how we can take the Swarupadham one.
Oh, do you remember? Yes. From beginning.
The four mortals
are with
Swarupadham as his friend. They are Swarupadham, Vidhara the Bhavan, Asa Krishna and Akhara. So, beginning with Swarupadham. So, as
what is Brahma?
Brahma is illusion. So, illusion, this illusion is divided into four categories. Palatattva Brahm, Jeev Brahm, Sadhasadhan Brahm, and
Sadhasadhan Brahm.
So, Palatattva Brahm, this illusion, illusion is the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as the issue of Bhagavatam is taken. Ete Chapta Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. In right, we have learned the conversion to the being again. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has his incarnations, Lord Ramachandra, Nishingam, Bhagavad, etc. And that the demigods, they are separated parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
If anyone thinking Krishna, Dwarkadhish Krishna, Prajandandan Krishna, Ramchandra, Nrsingha, all are same, no difference at all. And he serves all at a time. What is this? He has some? Oh, they are, by tattvata they are same. But there is some speciality of Krishna. No one is like Krishna. All are what? All are manifestation or prakash of Krishna. Krishna's prakash is not of anyone. Oh, he is the root of all. So, we should fix that Krishna is our goal. Krishna Prem is our goal.
And then, next is Jeev Brahm. This is misunderstanding.
I think that so many persons have this idea. Because Swamiji established all these things at a place. Nishingha, Ram, Ram Sita Lakshman, Jagannath, Nishinghadev, and Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu Nityananda, all. But his idea was not like this. Oh, this was his beginning. That all kinds of persons would come anyhow. And I will train them gradually. Like fishermen having some stick. And they have something. More. And to catch fish, perhaps. Not for giving any food for fishes. Oh, he is not going to give fish. So, in this way, he wanted to bring, and he did it. But he could not train because he has to go. But his idea was like that. So, we should not see that all are same. Oh, all are same by tattva. By rasa tattva, oh, Krishna is supreme. When?
Then next is jiva. Illusion about the position of the jiva. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated, jivasu pahoya krishnani das. But the living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna. So then the question will come, from where has the jiva originated? Well, the jiva is eternally servant of Krishna. We understand that the Lord, he has his three potencies. Antaranga Shakti, and there's Vairanga Shakti, and there's a fourth potency. So the living entities who are in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, Valoka Vrindavan, they are emanating from this Antaranga Shakti. And if the living entity, this material world, is Jivarasa Rupa Krishna Nikidas, eternally servant of Krishna, so is it that we've also originated from that supreme above, from Vaikuntha of Valoka Vrindavan? So this question will come. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in the second part of this verse, Krishna Tatasa Shakti Veda Veda Prakash, that actually the living entity has emanated from time immemorial from this Tatasa Shakti. Krishna Bodhi Seji Anani Bhayamu Ataiva.
And where she is?
So this Tatasa Shakti, this Tata, this is the marginal line, the demarcation line of the material world and the spiritual world.
She was not, it was not there in Guru.
No, none of our acharyas have ever stated.
Especially Jiva Goswami,
Tattva Acharya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jiva Dharma and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, our authoritative scriptures, they have not stated that the jiva has come from this, from Vaikuntha.
Also, my Shiksha Guru, Swamiji, has not told like this. Oh, so many times he has told. A jiva cannot come from Golok Vrindavan because there is no illusory maya. How they can forget Krishna, always serving Krishna? Tad Brahma. So Swamiji has written so many places like this, but some are
confusing. Teaching, practicing the Siddhanta.
Yes. Wrong. Then?
Then, Sadhya, Sadhan, Ram. That, what is the goal? And what is the process to achieve the goal? For instance, in our, every day we're saying, Sri Rupanuga Guru Bhaga Ki Jai. So, Srila Rupa Goswami, what is it to be in the Anugatya of Srila Rupa Goswami? And what is it that Srila Rupa Goswami has come to give? This is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give, given to Srila Rupa Goswami. Anabhikata Ntrat Pumunayabhikana Kalo Samapaitam Punoto Dwala Rasa Swapakti Sriya. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the beauty of the love of Srila Rupa Goswami. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna, and he's coming to taste the love of Srimati Radhika. But what he's giving to the
Sri world. This is Unnati Jwala Rasa Swad Bhakti Sriyam, the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. This is the highest achievement, a goal that can be achieved by the living entity in this material world. This is Taktapa Itunai, or known as Mandriva. So, in our line, or coming in line of Srila Rupa Goswami, then this highest attainment is given. This is the sati. So that once one has made one's mark on the satya, then one will have to perform the appropriate sadhana to achieve. If one is in illusion about what is this sadhana to achieve this goal, what is Rupanuga Bhajan or Radhanuga Bhajan, then they may chant and form process for thousands and thousands of births, but one will never achieve this satya. So illusion about this, this is satya's sadhana.
What is Hrudaya Dhaurabalya?
Hrudaya Dhaurabalya means weakness in heart. Weakness of heart. But you have heard that Sarudram Asatrishna, Hrudaya Dhaurabalya Maharaj,
Second you should take.
Asatrishna.
Why it comes?
So, you have seen Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhayam Ditya Abhi Devi Sata Sat Vipar Jero Smriti. When we absorb in second thing, means without Krishna or Tadiya Vastu, if we observe Krishna and this Tadiya Vastu, means Guru, Vaishnava, Yamuna, Ganga, Gira, Govardhan, Tulasi, etc., and Srimad Bhagavatam and other scripture, then it is okay. If we not do so, if we want to enjoy ourselves, we always engage in sense gratification. Then, bhayam dhitiya, we are absorbed in second thing, so fear comes. And among this fear, the death is most fearful. So, bhayam dhitiya, you have vipariyos, then you forget who am I, and why I came in this world. What is my duty? And what is ultimate good lead to that planet? We forget everything. So how we can be get rid of this thing? Bhaktaikayesam Gurudeva Tatma. Who is bona fide Gurudev? You have to serve the bona fide Gurudev like your heart and soul. You have to treat him like your soulmate. Not an ordinary person, which has mentioned in scripture, the symptom of Guru, Sri Guru, what Tasmat Guru Prabhupada Deita Jigyasasi Uttamam Satyai Parijanishnatam Brahma Rupa Samasayam. The Guru is qualified, what is expert in all scripture. If you have any doubt, or disciples have any doubt, he can remove that doubt, to the example of scriptures. So, if someone is only very learned scholar, is he qualified for bona fide guru? No. The learned will be bona fide, and the learned scholar can purchase Krishna by their knowledge. But one never be controlled by learning, by knowledge. Bhakti vaso bhakti ravanam nayati, bhakti ravanam darasyati, bhakti vaso purusaiti sriyate. Bhagavan only controlled by bhakti, not by gain, not by karma. So, one symptom of Punakantvira symptom, Satyai Parechan is not on. He must be realized soul. If he is not realized soul, then he is not Punakant Gurudev, not Uttamadhikari. And another symptom, this is internal symptom. And external symptom, Upasamasrayam. He must be detached from material things. I am attached to the material thing. If my guru also attached more than me material thing, then he is not qualified for a bona fide gurudev. So there are two symptoms, internal and one is external. So if this symptoms is there, then he is a bona fide gurudev. Then disciple must have to surrender himself in his lotus feet. Just like you have heard from Gurudev and Gopabinda too, that if you give your head millions times, then it is very cheap. So, bhaktaikayesam Gurudeva tadma. Then you have to serve Gurudev like your soulmate and your devata. Then you can get rid of this tuccha asakti.
Thank you.
Otherwise, there is no point.
What is with the Gaurapalya?
In very brief, Shyamrani. What he told? What he told?
Madhu Maharaj started talking twice.
What is Asa Krishna?
Concentration means a hankering for temporary sort of things.
Yes. Very simple words. Very good. And then, how it comes? What are the causes?
Well, forgetfulness of who I am.
Yes.
Who is,
from
world,
where I have come.
And what is my goal, where I am going,
yes,
after my death.
Then Asa Krishna is bound to come.
And also this fear of
selling things
that
open the
impression. This is enough. Give. Vidai to Vraya. Vraya means weakness and Vidai means heart.
All these bad things come from this weakness of heart. And it comes from Asa Krishna. And Asa Krishna comes from the root. Tattva Brahm.
There are also, as there are four kinds of Sat Krishna, four kinds of Bhagavad, four kinds of Guru Brahma, there are also four kinds of.
Now you should come on Hridaya Dharbhanda. And in very short, quickly.
Envy of others is one example of weakness of heart, and desiring material things instead of fearing Hare Kata, being unattracted to Hare Kata, criticizing others, and especially criticizing Vaishnavas, are some examples of Hridaya Dharbhanda.
Can you?
Desire for Pratistha.
Madhvi.
Name of fame.
What is it that Dharbhanda? What you have heard from me? Can you give any example of weak heart?
Any good
qualities
with others and becoming envious of them?
Oh. Narva defeated Kamdev.
Two feet.
And he became? And he forget. And a very beautiful lady came. And he began to think that how I can marry her. Oh, this is weakness of heart. We have heard about Gautam Rishi, Vishwamitra, and all others. You are chanting Hari name and you have decided that I will be Brahmacharini or Brahmachari, I will chant. But Maya came in a shape or form of very beautiful, attractive lady or male. And he told, oh, I like you so much. be with me, we will both be very happy in life, helping each other. I have given my heart. Oh, she told, oh, I have given heart. And after 2 days, what became?
Divorce.
What is it? This is weakness of? There are so many. I have given one example of. So don't be like that. If anything coming like this, Maya coming, oh, remember, oh, Sarup Damodar, oh, Raya Ramananda Prabhu, you are very powerful. Please help me. Otherwise, I will sink in the ocean of lust. Please help me. Oh, they will come and help you. Repent for this and chant regularly without break. Hare Krishna, louder and louder. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
Even when you are walking, we are going, you are seeing here and there, and these kinds of weaknesses coming, and then loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you will see and realize that at once you will forget. Otherwise, never and never. These kinds of heart weaknesses, very dangerous. Whatever we do, bad things only due to this. And then you are bound to do aparad, offenses. So we should be very careful. What is aparad? Nama aparad, dhamma aparad, Vaishnava aparad, Shiva aparad, there are so many of kinds. But nama aparad is very dangerous. But nama aparad is dangerous. So we should be very careful. If you are not careful about these things, then your bhakti will be like laukiki bhakti there. Like a rotten water in any lake. No water is coming and going portion like this. Then, if Shraddha has come, when Deti Sadhan, that is anartha nivritti. So we have described about anartha. You should always be careful from this. Then if it is done, then tritiya or nishtha. What is nishtha? What is the meaning of nishtha? No. Oh, you are sleeping, my dear friend?
Nishtha. At this stage of nishtha, the devotee, he has this very, very strong determination in engaging in hearing and chanting. Even though the devotee has not got a very high class of taste yet, but the devotee has dhirabuddhi, means that the intelligence is very fixed. And at this point, the devotee, he has gone through the stage of chanting in the mood of repentance, constantly chanting, Nam Kali Ahudani Kisara Shakti Tatrapitani Tasmani Nikala. He understands that he's very important because of his anarchic and aparad, and chanting with remorse, crying, chanting. He comes to the stage of nishtha. But he has not got the high class taste, but he has the determination to do that. Then I my rounds, and not only complete my rounds, but doing it in a very concentrated, one-pointed effort. Whether the taste is coming or not coming, but the devotee is carrying on like this. This is the symptoms of this.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Ruchi has not come. Ruchi, you know?
Taste
has not come. But yet, knowingly, I will have to do. That is called Nishtha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodara in Gambhira. Trinadapi sunichena tararapi sahisununa amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. We don't follow these rules. We should try to follow. I have come to tell you that you should promise to follow these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling, Je rupe laile naam prem upajay, tar lakshan shlok suna ram ra. How we should chant me? That prem will come very soon. I am telling to you. You should hear and follow. Uttam bhaiya apana ke mane tina dhi, tina sam. Dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikshasa. If he has all good qualities in him, and he is uttam, what uttam? Of devotee. Even he should be trinadapi sunichena. He should be very tolerant. That should be tolerant. If you are not tolerant, you cannot do bhajan. Prem cannot come. You are chanting Hare Krishna, and a mosquito came and bite you. And you, where is my gun? This is Atankvadi. Atankvadi man?
Terrorist.
And you left your malika. And you are such a rat that terrorist went and I will fire. What is this? Nonsense. You cannot do bhajan. I gave a simple example. But like this. If your any favorite, very near dear friend came and you were chanting, you gave up your chanting. And began to talk hour to hour. But, worldly things. These are all nonsense things. You cannot develop in Krishna consciousness. So, he is telling, if he is so high class of devotees, even he should be so tolerant, like trees. Two kinds of this tolerance. If you are cutting the root of tree or its branches, even he doesn't warn you. And if he's drawing by what not having water, he never wants water from anyone. Two things. First, what? If anyone abusing, insulting, eating, like Haridas was beaten by that. Prahlad Maharaj was given so much sufferings by his father. Even he did not know anything. He never insulted his father. And Haridas Thakur, praying Krishna, Krishna. So, this should be there. Two kinds. Never asking anything for him, and not taking revenge from others. So he will be calm and quiet. Otherwise, first, small things, or he will be furious. And thus, bhajan will go on. Try to follow in your this career. Otherwise, you cannot. And then, jai ji magaye tare de apan dhan. And anyone not giving water in, waterizing in tree, even cutting branches, and even he takes some stone and throw it in tree, or he gives very sweet fruits. He should be like that. If anyone insulting, like Nalkubar Manigriver insulting Narada Rishi, and what he gave, oh Krishna Prem, he gave. You know how he gave? Very quickly he gave. By insulting Narada, Narada Durkan take her, them, their offenses, and told that, oh, you should go and become a tree in Gokul, where Krishna will play and will come and
deliver you.
A miracle. So sadhu should be like that. Uttam hai ya vaishna ho vai nirabhiman. Even his high class of vaishna, but he should have no abhiman for their highness. False ego. We have no false ego. And he will give all living entity, whether they are gross, or man, or any animal, or anything. How? Oh, everywhere Krishna is there. And he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So he will give proper respect to them. And especially proper respect to Vaishnava. Those who don't know how to give proper respect to Vaishnava. They cannot have uttama bhakti, prema bhakti. When any senior devotee or Swamiji comes, I want to give them proper respect. So you should also try to give proper respect. And then, one thing you should do. First stage of bhakti, that is the door of bhakti. And what is that? Be Sharanagat. Like a dog to his master. Dog is never
betrays master. Very loyal to his master.
He does not do anything for his maintenance, dog. He totally
surrendered
and dependent on him. He knows that my master is so. So we must know these things. Anukalyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshasya titi viswaso gupti tve varanam tatha atmanin chetukarpanne sarvidha. I am very poor. I cannot maintain Krishna. Now I am chanting her name. Gurudev, I cannot maintain my chanting. What should I do? Should I go and I should go to a company where fishes and dry fishes and everything are going. Should I go and serve there and make some money? What we should think? Krishna is supreme. And he has given mouth and stomach. In this world, from animals, and so worms, Brahma and all, Krishna has managed everything. He can. He is powerful, very powerful. And if he has given me this life, human life, oh, he must have managed everything. My master is so powerful. He must support me and nourish me. So why I should be worried? But we are here very weak. If I'm not doing, then who will look after? I should do all these things. Then, nobly found Krishna. We have surrendered to Gurudev first at the time of Diksha. I'm surrendering, but not surrendering. By mouth we are doing. If you are surrendered soul, then why these all these things, bogus? Worriness coming. It should not come. So our, what I told in simple language.
You just said that one who is practicing Sharanagati means that they accept what is favorable, reject what is unfavorable, accept what is master, accept what is maintainer, cultivate process of humility and surrender himself. That one who is really cultivating this mode of Sharanagati, then they will be able to enter into the temple of Bhakti. So he said that many of us, we may externally accept our spiritual master, but actually we're not really cultivating, we haven't really surrendered. That we haven't really surrendered. That really we're just surrendering from the lips. That one who really understands that the Supreme Lord, he's omnipotent, that he's controlling everything, that by him all universes are being manifested. So if a devotee is coming and surrendering to Gurudev, who is a very intimate associate of Krishna, so then will Krishna take care of that devotee? That devotee is thinking that, now that I've come to a path of bhakti, but maybe I have to go and work in a fish market or something. But how these thoughts will come if the devotee really appreciates what is the power of Gurudev and Krishna? Then these thoughts will not come. Rather, one will have faith and confidence that, I'm surrendering to Gurudev. That Gurudev is very, very powerful. That he's an intimate associate of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Satyananda Gaura Hari. So then I need not make any experience endeavor, but that they will make all arrangements. So one who has this kind of faith, then actually they are able to do Sharanagati.
We have explained all these things in Vrindavan. But I am repeating all these things. And there are so many new devotees here. So for them. And for those who are not new foil, even they have heard, they must hear again and again to be very or strong. Then, by doing so, in Srimad Bhagavat has been, in Srimad Bhagavat, first canto, first chapter or second chapter it has been told. That Srinivatam Swakatha. After that is look. Bhagavat. No. That is so. So we should try like this. We should try to do bhajan with nishtha first. Doing, like that it has been told. Bhagavati. Nashta prayesu avadresu. nityam bhagavat sevaya from Shloka next year. If our we are doing so many things, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing. What hearing? Oh, from bottom to top, top to bottom. Especially after 9th canto, 10th canto, powerful, sweet pastime, times of Krishna. Very powerful, hearing all these things. Hearing, oh, a greed may come very soon. Hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, I am thinking that more powerful than Srimad Bhagavat even, because it is the juice, essence and extract of Srimad Bhagavat, and essence of all the Goswami books. Very soon, ruchi may come, taste may come. Especially, what is Chaitanya Charitamrita? Explanations of the sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, from where he received? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What he was discussing with Raya Ramanand Sarup Damodar. And Sarup Damodar told to Raghunath Das. And Raghunath Das Goswami, oh, even more taking from Rupa Goswami. And then he is giving to Krishna Das. So, ruchi must come. Then he told him, if ruchi will come, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, vajagadish kame, mama janmani, janmani, bhaktir bhavatu haitu ki pri. What meaning? You.
This verse of this nishtashtakam is explaining that in this stage the devotee is desiring the dhanam na janam na sundari kavitam vajagadish kame, mama janmani, he's crying for the mercy of the Lord, and he is praying that, O Lord, please be merciful upon me, that in my heart unalloyed devotional service and attachment to your Lord may rise, and also all the desires in my heart which are there including for money, wealth of any sort in this world, for name, fame, position, for women, for any sort of material position whatsoever I may look for, they all be eradicated completely from my heart, and flawless emotional attachment may come further.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Grihadabhya Sisya Sisu Dhanya Adi Dhan Isti Putra Das Dasi Kutumbadijan Kabya Alankar Adi Sundari Kavita Parthiya Vishaya Madhya Esa Bharata Esa Para Paivar Asanahi Kari Suddha Bhakti Deha Mure Krishna. He is praying like this, that I'm not chanting or remembering or doing bhakti to you for worldly or sense gratification things. I don't want any worldly thing. Sometimes by weak heart we can tell to Krishna, oh Krishna, give me some wealth that I can make a very big temple. Why? What is the need? Krishna is here. Oh, I will publish all the books. Why you are publishing? For others. But for you, what are you doing? Don't try to cheat yourself. So he telling that I am not praying anything worldly. I want only ahetuki, causeless. That in Srimad Bhagavat has been told. So Vaipunsan, karo dharmo jato bhakti radhokkache ahetukka gavita ja bhakti. Only the continuous serving of bhakti. I want this, nothing. This is the real dharma of sarupa dharma. Our constitutional dharma. This. You should also don't lose your time for worldly things. They cannot help you. They cannot make you happy. You should depend on Krishna. Don't think of your maintenance and all these things. You should go on chanting Aram Brahmi. You should see. You will see. You must see that Krishna is bringing everything. Then why we should be worried for that? So why not praying for Ahetuki Bhakti? प्रेमेर स्वभाव जहाँ प्रेमेर संबंध से ही माने कृष्ण मोर नहीं कृष्ण हाँ नहीं मोर न प्रेम गंधस्त दरापि में हरो लाइक दिस हैज आल्सो यथा तरो मूल निशीचने न तृप्यन्ते स्कंद भुजो उपशाखा प्राण उपहार च जथेन्द्रियाणं तथैव सर्वाहणम् अच्युतस्य. Always be like this. Yatha taror mulani sichanena tripyanti tataskanda bhujo prasakha. You know this shlok? You, Prabhu? No? Go, Prabhu. He knows.
So it means that water is poured on the root of the tree, then the water put there will nourish all the leaves and branches, and in the same way, pranopaharach. If the nourishment is given to the stomach, then automatically that nourishment will reach every different part of the body. In the same way, if bhakti is done to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all
jivas
and all parts of the creation and all needs will be fulfilled.
Very brief, but solid thing. What he told.
Just as by supplying water to the root of the tree, all the clay, leaves, grass, and fruit, and the tree are satisfied. And just as by feeding the stomach, all the parts of the body are nourished. Simply by exclusively devoting oneself pleasing Krishna through the spirit of Bodhi, one doesn't need to suffer no matter to try to serve mankind or do charity or all these other activities. One will automatically do the highest good for all living beings by simply exclusively serving Krishna.
Here is our loophole. We have don't believe like this. Huh? If we are serving Krishna, chanting, serving, or really we are not serving, but anyhow we want to serve him. So we are chanting, remembering his, but no belief in Krishna that he will save us. His name will save us. That is, we are always worried for maintenance and so many things. What to do now? What to do now? If he surrenders all, he should not do. By serving Krishna, or all maintenance and all desire will be fulfilled. Even Krishna may come. So don't be very far. So Hari Reva Sadaradya Sarva Deveshwareshwara. So being one pointed, we should try to follow bhakti, pure bhakti. And this will come only sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Everywhere. we can sacrifice our everything to have a high class of service. Even a guru like Shukracharya and others, family guru, also that Prahlad Maharaj told. What he told, Prahlad Maharaj? What he told? A guru like Shukracharya, chewing and again chewing same thing. Punaschar banana. Oh, they are like so. So we should give up that association and guru even. And we should try to accept a very high class of guru. So this is fourth yam. Fourth yam means this is the bhajan we should do like this. Then asakti may come. And we will discuss about asakti tomorrow there. From there, from tomorrow, our classes will be there perhaps. Oh, I want to hear something from a kirtan. They can do. Yes, you can meet. Where you are going? You want to come here?
So, we will need everyone's help to make this smooth and quickly and completely without any problems. Then, in the evening, we'll clean this place up and then we'll go to my residence and set that place up so that we can have an evening program at 5 o'clock. So, anybody who's able, please be around and please help so that we can do this.